We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to a couple more of these as we're talking some Lions. And what was the tipping point for Bob Quinn? The moment where you were like, I don't know. Because let's face it, when we started talking about the beginning of his era, the first 2-3 years, there was a lot of optimism and a lot of moves that made sense. In theory, a lot of moves that made sense, but they don't work out. I mean, you can have a great theory, but if you execute it poorly, which is like draft the wrong tackle or draft the wrong corner in the second round, right? I mean, you can screw things up. You're not going to be 100%. I think we've been patient, but now it feels like this thing's doomed. There's little sign of hope. We go to Izzy and a cell. Hi, Izzy.
Hey, how you doing, Doug?
Okay.
So first, a caveat. I am by no means an expert. but in this past draft, I saw a little bit of managerial malpractice, it seemed to me. When a general manager is doing a draft, there's a lot of a game they play with other managers, keeping things secret, putting out false information, all that stuff. And it seemed like he came out and right away and tipped his hand by pretty much telling everybody else that he was sticking with Stafford, and pretty much without saying it, said they're not drafting Tua. And at that point, the manager said, okay, they're not drafting Tua. We're not going to trade with them. And that seemed like a really bad move to me.
I guess. I mean, I agree, although that could be misinformation too, right?
Oh, that's a good point.
I mean, it could be. I didn't like it either. I don't like tipping your hand. But they could be putting out misinformation as much as it could have been. It wasn't, but it could have been misinformation. I don't know how much it meant to GMs around the league. I guess you'd have to ask them. I think there are moments where you feel like, well, that doesn't make sense, or he got played there. I think he got played into taking Tavai. I think he got totally fooled by somebody else saying, oh, we're going to take this guy. So they took him way earlier than anybody projected him to go, but I don't know that for a fact. But I'm just speculating.
Yeah, either way, it just came across to me as foolish. But you're right. I didn't think about how that might have been
could have been perceived as misinformation to throw people off the scent that he was going to take Tua. It wasn't. But they signed Chase Daniel. They did all kinds of things that made it feel like that they weren't going to. I didn't believe they were drafting Tua. I didn't believe it. I mentioned earlier an interesting stat. There was a chart that plotted how Pro Football Focus put it out. The teams that blitzed the most and stunted the most. Okay? With you know, unique pass rush philosophies. For the top five teams, here are three of the top five that are also top five teams in the league defensively that blitz and stunt the most. Steelers, Ravens, and Bills. Seahawks also are on that list. Who's at the bottom? Detroit, Minnesota, and Carolina. Teams that blitz and stunt the most. Detroit, Minnesota, and Carolina. Minnesota's defense has been a major disappointment. Detroit's is what it is. We know it. Carolina's one of the worst teams in the league. I mean, it's not just all philosophy, but it's more reason why this philosophy is really hard to buy into. All right. Here's my not hot take that nobody else has said. I questioned it at the time, gave my opinion at the time on the air, what I would do. Okay. And now in retrospect, I think it is the big swing and miss. And the problem is that this guy checks a box that Bob Quinn, you would think, would have made him qualified because he wasn't the Patriot organization. I think in retrospect, if and when this thing comes crumbling down, a guy who was available and they didn't get, who's going into his third year as a head coach, Mike Vrabel. If Bob Quinn had hired Mike Vrabel to be the head coach of the Detroit Lions, who Vrabel steps into a situation and is winning with somebody else's players. Vrabel went 9-7, 9-7, off to a 2-0 start. Vrabel is doing it with Ryan Tannehill. Now, I get 9-7 is nothing to, you know, print a shirt about, but I think at the time I endorsed Vrabel. Why did I like Vrabel? Well, I thought one of the great qualities of Jim Caldwell was I think the players respected him. I think the players listened to him. I think he was a really excellent coach from Sunday at 4:15 until the following Sunday at 1 o'clock. And then during games, I thought his in-game coaching was not his strength. Okay. Vrabel hadn't been a head coach yet, but in everything I read, all the accounts of Vrabel, players bought into Vrabel. And players run through a wall for Vrabel. There was much respect for Vrabel. And he came from a winner. And he checked the box with Quinn that I thought, Patriot, okay. Now, it doesn't mean all that's going to be doomed. But what do you think of the Tennessee Titans now under Mike Vrabel? So at the time, I thought Vrabel was the guy. When they hired Patricia, I'm like, all right, well, we'll give it a chance. But in retrospect, as we look back, I think if we're at some point here writing the postmortem on the Bob Quinn era, the big swing and miss will be Vrabel not getting this job. And look, I mean, Vrabel's clearly having more success in Tennessee than Patricia is in Detroit. I think it's headed in the right direction. Oh my God, can they run the ball? And Detroit's still trying to create that part of their game. Detroit's still trying to figure that out. So, you know, there's something to be said. That organization built from the line out. There's something to be said for Vrabel's ability to coach a team. And nobody else said this. People talked about mistakes with Patricia, things that Patricia can't do, but nobody got this specific, which I think that's a big swing and miss. I think that's the big swing and miss.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.